Looking to make some healthier habits this holiday season? Make sure to check out our Moving Through Midlife community over on Facebook, as we are doing a Planksgiving event where we are doing daily plank workouts. We will be doing an advent for healthy, happy hips this holiday season, and then also have a sugar challenge, a 2-week sugar challenge that you might be interested in. Happy holidays! It is always my goal to help you and your family move more. So every Thursday, I am dropping a movement snack into your ears to help you and your family move more. Today, I wanted to provide you with a little tip rather than a movement snack, but I felt like it went in line with Lauren's conversation in regards to drinking. And although I'm not going to talk about drinking about wine, I'm going to talk about hydration. So making sure we're drinking enough water. And you know that you can test yourself by going to the bathroom and looking at the color in the toilet. But I feel like sometimes I'll be thirsty and I'll be drinking water, and when I go to the bathroom, it's really light, but I still feel thirsty and I still feel like I'm not getting what I need. And I've spoken to you about hydration before, and if you're interested in hearing more about that, you can go back to episode 11, and that's where I also speak about electrolytes, which are key to ensuring that the water is going to the cells. So if you're drinking a lot of water and you just feel like you cannot get that thirst to go away, you can't get fulfilled, then you probably are lacking some electrolytes. And there are some simple ways to do this. You don't have to go out and buy packaged electrolytes. You can do it naturally with the foods that you are consuming. But that might be why you are still feeling thirsty after you've been drinking water. But the other day, I was on Instagram and happened to be following someone that I have interviewed. Her name is Renee, and that was back in episode 18, where she spoke to us about a product that she has called Hard Lotion in regards to eczema for your children. So I wanted to share because I thought it was great information, and I've been practicing, or I've been looking at myself in regards to this, and it is a huge indicator for me as to when I need to make sure that I'm drinking more water. So all you're going to do is you are going to grab the skin on the top of your hand, and you're going to pull it up, and then you're going to let it drop. And just watch. It should spring back rather quickly. And if it does, then you are hydrated enough. And if it doesn't, if it's slow to go back down, or if you notice that it's still raised, you might need to drink water. And I've gotten to where I've been watching myself with this for a bit, and I'm noticing that when I'm fully hydrated, it will bounce back right away. And then if I notice it's slowly going down, or maybe it goes down quickly, but there's just a teeny little like wrinkle look in the hand, then I know that I need to drink some more water. I did speak to a friend of mine who was a nurse at one point, and she said this is how they check people in the hospital to see if they're dehydrated. So this is a great thing that you can practice, and I feel like it might be a better indicator for you rather than feeling like, you know, you have to look in the toilet and discern, is this look like lemonade, and what kind of lemonade am I thinking about, you know, because I feel like we've gotten to the point where most of us are drinking a fair amount, but is it quite enough? And I think that's where the difficulty lies. So give that a try. I know all of you are trying it right now. Like, wait, what is this working? Also, make sure to go back and listen to episode 11, where I talk more in depth about hydration. And then also make sure to check out Renee's podcast. That this is where I gathered the information from. She's the one that provided this tip on her Instagram. That is episode 18, where she talks about hard lotion. It is a lotion bar that is made up of beeswax and a couple other ingredients. And you can put it on your skin. I like to use it on my feet, which is great for right now, like as we are starting to put sandals on, want to make sure your skin on your feet look nice. So this is something that I live by. You can receive $5 off if you use my affiliate link, which I will put in the show notes. And also, you can also go to her website and use code FORMFIT, and I believe that will give you $5 off as well. You can also get a free gift if you go to my affiliate link. So make sure to check that out as well. And I hope you enjoyed this tip. Not so much movement, but will help to ensure that you are getting the nutrients you need. And hey, make sure your kids are doing it as well to make sure that they are drinking enough water. Because I notice my children they struggle, especially when they're in school, to drink the recommended amounts of water each day. So this is a great test that you can have them do as soon as they get home to know if they need to put some more water in a bottle and drink it up. I hope you all have a wonderful day and make sure to keep moving. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you could do me a favor, if you like what you hear, could you leave us a review or take a screenshot and share your favorite takeaway on social media? And make sure to tag us over at raising_healthyhumans. Now go out and enjoy more movement throughout your day.